Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. I am Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott. We got our boy Ross Lubinsky behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. And, of course, we mentioned that we've got some playoff baseball happening right now. And I tell you what, don't look now, but the New York Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, are right back in this thing after a 3-run home run from Aaron Judge, who, man, I'll tell you what, is there a more maligned and, superstar right now? But he hits a 3-run jack in the bottom of the fourth, 6-6. Toronto Yankees in a pivotal game. Well, I mean, if they lose it, they're done. All right, let's jump out to just the internet, apparently, and Zoom and the YouTube and all the things as we Fan University's own jack of all trades over here, the one, the only college guru, Mr. Carter Freeman. And Carter Freeman, we just did a fair foul, and I know you're a Tolo and you're a fatty. So do you agree that one of the reasons why men with higher IQs, you know, struggle with finding girlfriends, and I feel like that's pretty much the issue you have, is that you're so much smarter than all these women, you just, it's hard for you right now.
Sure, maybe we can go with that. I'll take the compliment.
Roasting Carter on his first appearance.
No, it makes sense. It makes all the sense in the world. Finding a woman at his level, hard to do. I guess you should join a Mensa group. Okay, how excited are you?
I'll just talk to you guys instead.
Use that as a ploy. Say, hey, I talked to Finn after dark.
That's right. Sure. So, see, I can talk with the plebs too. Okay, so there you go. How excited are you for Saturday's game?
I'm always excited for OU Texas, but I was talking about this on Fan University last Saturday, how this game takes 10 years off my life. Like watching it for those 3 hours, it just stresses me out so much. Unlike any other game that OU plays any given year, I am an OU grad. So I'm very excited because of the way that OU has looked on the defensive side of the ball, especially. They have four defensive tackles I think would start at any SEC school. That's how good and deep they've gotten on the trenches. But I think a lot of it does hinge on if John Mateer is going to play or not, which it sounds like he really, really wants to. It's all about him healing his thumb, but the news from Pete Thamel today was that he's pushing to play. And if Mateer plays and the defense plays anything like they have this season, maybe I'll only lose like 8 years of my life watching this game instead of 10.
Let's get to the real reason everyone's here, Carter. When you have that Red River rivalry versus Texas and OU, everyone is wondering, of course, what you said about John Mateer field play makes that game 10 times more hype at the Cotton Bowl. Will you see a better and improved Arch Manning than what we saw pretty much the entire season, especially what we saw against Florida, or will we see the same old Arch on Saturday?
You know, college football is so unpredictable that, yeah, Arch could absolutely come out and light things up on Saturday, but it's really hard for me to say I would expect something like that, just given what we've seen, especially because their last game where Texas loses to Florida, they're coming off an open week. So they have 2 weeks to prepare for that game, to look at how bad they've looked on offense for most of the season. And then they come out and on the first drive of that game, they just get bullied. And the offensive line is a major weakness where
Agreed.
The left side of it especially just does not block like it did last year. Florida was in the Texas backfield a lot in this game. And Florida has a good defense. Like, they were only allowing 17 points a game going into that Texas game, and they were still 1-3, if it shows you how bad their offense was. But on the other side, Texas is supposed to have this vaunted defensive line, and they just got pushed around. And DJ Lagway diced them up. And so it's – college football is very unpredictable, and this is a rivalry game. And you always love to say, throw the rankings out. These are two teams that are just going to be even – especially in this game, right? Because you've seen OU ranked high, Texas beat him. You've seen Texas ranked high, OU ends up beating him. But I think if you're looking for an Arch Manning bounce back game, this is not the one to look for. Maybe the next week at Kentucky.
Outside of Arch and John Mattu, the quarterbacks that have been beloved this college football season, for better or worse, what's another storyline that you're following for this Red River rivalry on Saturday?
Well, it is such a, for Brent Venables at OU, this was a make or break year. And the way that OU's played throughout these first couple games has made it seem like he's figured things out. You go out and buy Mattier in the portal. You bring his offensive coordinator, John Arbuckle, with you Ben Arbuckle, excuse me. John Arbuckle's the Garfield character, I think. But you bring in, you know, all these names and these players, and it's working. And so seeing his defense, too, in year four, finally get to the point where you saw the Clemson defenses that he coached when he was with Clemson years ago, even some of the OU defenses in the mid-2000s, like, he's finally been here long enough to get the defense to his level, and he's had players in that system that have really played in it for a while and really have adapted to it well. So just content to see if they can do what they've done against Michigan, against Auburn in the SEC, because they do have a gauntlet of a schedule. But with Mattier playing and the way their defense plays, you got to feel like they have a shot in any game, where as last year, their offense just did not give them a shot at all.
Real quick, two things. One, I mean, we know Mattier wants to play, but it's a thumb issue, right, that he's dealing with. And yeah. So I guess the question is, I mean, you know, hey, there's all things we want to do, but is it in OU's best interest if, you know, he's kind of touch and go as to whether or not, you know, could you aggravate it? Because at the end of the day, I'd like to think you could beat Texas with your backup quarterback, right? I mean, do you really want
to say, but
you know
it's
what I'm
true.
Saying? I mean, Texas does not look good. Let's call it what it is. And so, you know, do you want to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul when, okay, you just got through this win with your backup and, you know, the bigger prize is going to the college football playoff, is it not? If you're OU?
It is, but this is a rivalry game. So that brings a certain thing out of people.
True.
And, you know, Coach Venables has been very, like, you know, he's kept the Mattier status close to his vest. He's like, I'm not, when he's available, I'll tell you. So yeah. There is still like a mystery of if, you know, he will actually play. But John Mattier's from Little Elm. He's a local kid.
Yeah.
He grew up watching that game.
This is
I'm
huge
sure
for
he
him.
Wanted to play in it. This could be his only year at OU. And the nature of the injury is it's about a 3-week injury. So the day of the game would be, I think, 3 or 4 days before the 3-week mark.
Okay.
So it's right around the time where it would be allegedly fully healed. And I've been saying this all season, the dude is just a gamer.
Yeah.
Like, if there's no risk of him injuring that thumb again, I think he's going to be out there.
And this is non-throwing, correct?
Thing, no, it's his throwing hand.
Oh, it
and
is
to
his
that
throwing
point,
hand. Okay.
After he injured it against Auburn, he went 16 of 17 to win that game with an injured thumb. So if he's 60-70%, he's going to play in this game and he's going to, you know, do his thing, because that's what he's done all season.
Well, we got the polls time for you guys that have not had a chance to see where the college football polls. I'm going to rattle them off and I'm going to leave the floor to Carter to let us know what he thinks about the polls, who shouldn't have risen, who rose, and all that good jibber jabber. At one, it's still going to be Ohio State. They've been at one since Texas stopped being good at football. Miami, they move up a spot. They are the U 5-0 in the year. They're at number 2, the Oregon Ducks. And that boy, DeCorian Moore, Dante Moore, they are balling over there. They drop a spot. They're at the 3 spot, 5-0. Ole Miss in the 4 spot. They are undefeated. Texas A&M, gig'em at the 5 spot, undefeated this year. Oklahoma, 5-0 as well. They're at the 6 spot. They actually drop. Texas A&M moves in front of them. Indiana at the 7 spot. They move up. Everybody I'm about to read up moves up 2 or 3 spots because of a name that I'm not about to say, and you hit us in a second. Alabama in the 8 spot. They're 4-1 on the year. Tech, 5-0 at the 9 spot. Georgia at 10, rounding out our 10 at 4-1. LSU right behind them at 4-1. Tennessee behind them at 4-1. Georgia Tech, a lot of clamor about them. They move up 5 spots. They're at 5-0 at the 13th spot. Mizzou, 5-0 at the 14 spot. Michigan at 4-1 behind them. Notre Dame at 3-2 at the 16. Illinois 5-1 on the season. They're at 17. BYU undefeated on the season. They're at 18. The Virginia 5-1 at the 19. Vandy 5-1. They've had some impressive games this year. They're at 20. Arizona State 4-1 at 21. And they're rounding out your bottom four. Iowa State at 5-1. They drop 8 spots. Memphis at 23. They're undefeated on the year. South Florida, USF at 4-1 at the 24 spot. And then our last spot goes to Florida State at 3-2. They drop 7 spots. Not making it. No Cincinnati. No University of Texas. They are the fastest team to fall out of the AP top 25 after being the preseason number one. It only took them 5 weeks. And then Penn State as well out of the top 25. Your reactions to anything I just read, Carter?
Well, you read a lot. I thought you were going to go through the entire receiving votes category, too, because there's like 15 teams.
There is. There's a bunch. There's a bunch. North Texas on there as well. 16 receiving votes.
And I do want to talk about UNT's upcoming game against South Florida
Friday night. Let's go.
Just as far as the top 10 goes, I would put Miami at one. If I was a voter in the AP poll, they have three wins over teams that are currently ranked, which is Notre Dame, South Florida, and then Florida State this last weekend. And they were pretty dominant in most of those games. The Notre Dame one was the closest, but for most of that game, Miami imposed their will on both the offense and the defense. And that really set the tone for how they've played for a lot of the rest of the season. So just given that, and they beat Florida as well, who just beat Texas, right? So I think the value of that win is higher too. So Ohio State's allowing literally like 5 points a game. I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that through five games, they're allowing 5 points a game. That's how good their defense has been. But given that Texas has fallen off a tad, that win doesn't look as good anymore. And Miami's looked really like the best team in the country. And you can say Oregon has the best win in the country. Even if Penn State falls off, winning at Happy Valley in a whiteout game, I think, to me, that's worth a lot. But I think Miami should be first. And we're getting real ticky-tack because I don't think any team is like – we don't have a 2019 LSU.
No.
Or a, you know, trying to think of another – like a 2001 Miami that's just the absolute dominant. Like they're going like, you know, wire to wire. We don't have that this year. And in the transfer portal era, I don't know if we will. But just from what we've seen so far, I think Miami's definitely the best team in the country. And I would have Texas Tech higher too. Like, I legitimately think
That'll change Tech, after Saturday.
Yes, that's right, because they do play Kansas. We'll see about that. And this is, you know, Jalen Daniels has actually stayed healthy for you, Fred.
He really has. And I'll tell you what, real quick, I was stunned at the defensive adjustments that Leipold made at halftime, because that is one thing he has not done well in his tenure at KU, is actually make defensive adjustments. UCF didn't score in the entire second half, which I was shocked at how well that defense played.
Okay, I will throw a little asterisk on this because I watched the final quarter of that game. UCF had the Kansas tried to let UCF win that game.
They sure did.
Because UCF got into the Kansas red zone I don't know,
three
17
straight times. Yeah, no, it was
and
a lot.
And they had, you know, all these penalties that were, you know, Kansas kept committing, and UCF just couldn't take advantage.
No, they couldn't.
It was just wild.
It pains me to say this. It pains me to say this, but I've watched him play a couple times this year. My cousin went there, so that's my only caveat. Could this Alabama-Mizzou game be sneakily the best game of the weekend?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't think in a weekend where Red River is happening.
Well, I mean, from a
another game because, can top that.
Well, no. I mean, in the sense of actual competition. I could see you guys beating Texas by 2-3 scores. I'm talking about actual competition on the field.
I'm glad you believe that because I always have questions going into that game. Yeah, like Mizzou. It's funny. Mizzou has the old Penn State quarterback Bo Prabula, who's looked really, really good through his first five games, and Missouri's sitting there undefeated. So, like, it's funny that Penn State loses a quarterback, and the one they have stinks now. And we don't have to get all into that. It's Penn State's not what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm never picking them to win anything of importance.
Please don't
again. But no, 100%. Like, Bama seems rejuvenated. Like, Ty Simpson, their quarterback, has looked like a Heisman contender ever since they lost to Florida State. And that loss to FSU, Bama didn't have their best running back, Jam Miller. So he's come back, and their running game's gotten a little better, which opens up the passing game right. And Bama comes off a win against Vandy. But I feel like Missouri is still kind of an unknown. So they'll get this game at home, and it could really launch them into, the national conversation in a way that they're not now.
Exactly.
But when they played last year, Bama beat them, I think, 30-0. And that game was in Tuscaloosa, different quarterback, different year, different team, I know. But I will believe in Missouri when I see it.
That's
and
it.
They have the perfect chance to do so this weekend.
You got Fernando Mendoza going against Dante Moore, Indiana, Oregon, a top 10 matchup. That's the one I'm most geeked for. Kind of talk us through that matchup and then any other matchup that we did not mention. We should have our eyeballs on this weekend in college football. Fun rivalry weekend.
Okay, well, like I said, the North Texas is undefeated.
Come on.
They are hosting number 24, South Florida, this Friday in Denton. They're doing a blackout. That game is going to be awesome. I'm going to be there. Blake, if you would like me to call in from the stadium at halftime
for a
live report,
please. Only if we're up.
Friday. Only if we're up. Well, at halftime. I feel like at halftime we can relitigate the first half, right?
Yeah.
And even if UNT could be down, which I don't expect them to be. I think they will win that game.
Let's go. Messermaker.
Oregon and Indiana are number one and number three in ESPN's SP Plus. So even beyond their just a people rankings, the numbers just say these are two of the three best teams in the country in a way that this game will 100% be electric. I love Kurt Cignetti. I think that of all of the teams in the Big Ten that have these wild cross-country travels now, Indiana's the one where it hasn't affected them at all. I mean, you saw last year they went to UCLA in like one of their first games of the year, and they just beat them by 40 points. And even when Penn State went to USC last year, they beat them in overtime. So like Indiana, when they beat teams, they beat them big. And I don't think they're going to beat Oregon big, because after they go to Penn State and beat them, I'm absolutely in on the Ducks. But you just can't write off Indiana. And I was ready to at the beginning of the year. I thought it was a fun story last year that wouldn't really translate into anything of substance this year. But then, they go and beat Illinois, a team I believed in, by 50-something points. So it's just really hard to think that this is going to turn into a, any sort of blowout on either side. Oregon's a 7.5-point favorite. This should be a very close game. And if Indiana wins this, are we talking about potential Big Ten champion Indiana? Could you ever think we would say that?
It is a, considering where Indiana was, and I would love to see, Indiana's the standard for football or for basketball schools, right? I mean, at least that's what I feel like. I mean, I tell people on KU Twitter, we need to get where Indiana is, right? Like, that's the goal, as far as I'm concerned. Last thing, and try to be as unbiased as possible, and I know you will be.
Hard to be.
I expect Texas to lose on Saturday. Now, if it's a tit for tat, this thing goes down to the wire and just Mateer outduels Arch, I think it's a win for Texas in the sense that, hey, you can live with the fact that right now Mateer is a better quarterback than Arch Manning. if they go out and look as bad as they did the last, you know, against, if he goes out and looks as bad as he did against Florida, as bad as he did against Ohio State at times, what does this rest of this Texas season look like?
I mean, not good, because if you look at their schedule, I'm going to pull it up really quick right here.
Oh, they got it's rough after this OU
exactly.
game.
It's an SEC schedule. Last year, there was a lot of talk of, oh, well, Texas got the easy end of the stick, right? And they, you know, they played all the lower tier teams in the SEC. Well, they beat the crap out of all of them because they were a good team.
They were a good team.
You've seen so
now. You
much
should
of
beat
the,
Kentucky. They're not great. You should beat Mississippi State. They're not great. Although we thought they should beat Florida too, though. Then you're home to Vandy. All right, and Vandy's a lot better team. Then you you got Georgia. You're at Georgia. Arkansas sucks this year. And then you, of course, you got Texas A&M that you're home to. So not the worst schedule in the world, but you know, could you get some get right maybe?
I don't expect that this weekend, because I'm a huge believer in the
Well, not
the
this
Venables
weekend.
Defense.
No, not this weekend. Not this weekend.
It's just hard to think they could get a bounce back when they couldn't do it against
Florida.
UTEP or San Jose State.
Seriously.
Like, is that wasn't just on Arch. That was on a lot of the other players on the team, too. So if they can't do that again in their, you know, quote unquote, weaker non-con competition, like, I know Kentucky's probably the worst team in the SEC this year, but that's still a road game. Arch showed he couldn't handle a road environment the last game. So, and you mentioned Mississippi State. They're way better than they were last year.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just, I don't think things are going to spiral to a losing record. But if you could be potentially looking at, you know, 7-5, 8-4 if you continue to play like you've played. They got to make changes fast.
What's the score prediction? Are you saving that for your show? That's fair.
I haven't really given it thought. I will just say it's going
to
be a low
72-5.
That, I would love that. Yeah, give 72-7, but it's an Iowa touchdown. It's two safeties and a field goal for Texas.
I love it.
Is how they end up scoring. This is going to be a low scoring game. I think if Mateer plays, he's not going to be 100%. So that's going to hinder the OU offense a bit.
And then,
I know you can't run the ball worth anything, but if Hawkins plays, I'm just still, I have questions about him. Even against Kent State, he sidearms the ball a lot to the point where I'm kind of like, I just needed to see a little more consistency to have more confidence going into this game. But I'm thinking both teams are going to score under 20 points. Like, if you score 20 in this game, you're going to win.
All right. Tell the folks at home. I mean, look, I'm a, what do you guys call your show, people? Fannies? Is that people that love fan universities? Because if that's...
Unis.
Fanuies.
Fanuies.
So you guys are the first ever fannies, okay? Yes. We haven't come up with a name yet. So
pitch it to Reitma. See what he thinks. See what Reitma thinks.
Yeah. I'll pitch it in the group chat because we were chatting earlier. So please I'll throw that in there. Fan University, 9 to noon every Saturday. This is actually the first weekend we'll all be in studio together.
About time, dear God. Get
I've
together.
Been in Norman, Jake's been in Utah, Brendan's been in Lubbock. Like, we're boots on the ground.
Jake's just been avoiding
go
you guys.
To these games and cover them. So
good.
But we'll, you know, preview OU Texas, Alabama, Missouri, Oregon, Indiana. And look, this is what I always say is you can look at a week of the season and think, oh, there's not a lot of big games. I bet a lot of people thought that last weekend. Then Penn State loses to a team that didn't have
game.
A win, who just fired their head coach, right? Texas goes on the road and loses to Florida. Like, there is never a dull weekend in this sport. And in my write-ups, you can read on the fans' website, 105throughthefan.com, there's so much fun, goofy stuff that I love about the sport that I try and, like, collect that just spend all Saturday watching college football. I don't know what more to say. Like, it's the best sport in the world.
Shameless plug for the website. Check him out. You will be glad that you did. Take KU in the points. That's all I got to say. Carter, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We look forward to the show on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Appreciate you, big man. That is
the first
Carter
rendition.
Freeman. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right, coming up next, something we like to call high school reunion. Let's talk a little high school football. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We're also going to do Tolos on the telephone at 940. We don't normally do it this late, but you know what? We're opening it up to whatever you want to discuss. You got 45 seconds. You want to talk Cowboys. You want to talk Mavs. Whatever. High school, it doesn't matter. You got 45 seconds to do it. But that's going down at 940. But coming up next, DeSoto Duncanville week. Who you repping and who you repping high school wise? Let's talk about it next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fans for Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.